When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Happy hump day, Mary.
Yes, I'm just trying right now. The teachers of America, we are trying. We're in like the last 6 weeks of school. We're going.
That
we're going
spring break right to now. End of year we're, must is like, that's like your senioritis, if you will.
Uphill battle every day. Every day.
Do you have a countdown somewhere?
Not yet. But like a lot of people are like, 6 weeks. Six. I'm like, stop. We're still in April, people. We go till June.
That's less than 50 days, though.
That I don't like to count down till like 2 weeks.
You know? You want
like under 10.
You want 10 and under. You want single digits.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But really, like 42?
No. 5 times 6, 30.
I'm not going to count it.
Don't do it. I'll do it, though. What day do you get out? And you have a Memorial Day. You have a Memorial Day. You have a day, an extra day off.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so we're looking at about 29 longer. Days. If you were going, hypothetically, you're going to count
around
down.
Around that.
Okay, around that.
Yeah. But speaking of countdowns, we should be counting down because something about her is supposedly opening on Wednesday, May 22nd. Will this be happening? You just said something to me. You're like, they didn't.
I go, it's only been reported on The Sun. It's not like Katie or Ariana officially announced it. Now, look, I hope it is. I unfortunately will be out of town that day. So
but
I
you can,
not...
I feel like you could walk to it
it's a little
and
far.
go for lunch.
I'll do
one
drive
day
by. I'll do
an Uber
drive
home.
By.
No. I want you to go. I want you to eat the food, experience it. I want you to do
but
a
I'm
taste
not there.
Test. No, not on. You wouldn't want to go opening and, day anyways. That would be too crowded.
Yeah,
I'm saying, you
well,
know,
I don't know. I feel like it's
air.
Monumental. I wish that they were doing it on like a Tuesday and like coinciding with like the Vanderpump Rules like finale of a reunion or something. I feel like that would have been good. Missed opportunity.
Good. Yeah.
That's okay. We are available for PR and marketing. We won't do a good job at
send
it.
Send me a sandwich.
Hey, look, if you want an idea, full of them. If you want execution, well, you should hire someone. Like, what if, like, my, like, someone's like, what's your job role? I'm like, oh, I'm an ideas girl. Like, what does that mean? I'm like, I literally just give ideas. I don't follow through on anything, but I have the ideas. I have the
we
creativity.
Follow through. We have March Madness.
Sure.
We have one thing. Once
sometimes
a year.
We put out merch when we think about it, which reminds me that I need to update our March Madness merch. I got to do that. Can we talk about something? Yeah. I want to talk about something about her, aka me. Mary, you are a freaking witch. And I am so upset at you because last Friday you made a horrible, horrible statement of a prediction.
That the timing was like actually insanely weird.
So obviously it's been announced Express has filed for bankruptcy and Mary put Nordstrom on the map that they're next. So everybody should go freaking get their, I don't know, Zelle pants, get whatever you need to from there. Your 2-day shipping if you're a...
I think it's just going to become the Rack.
Well, you know what I do say. If you find it at Nordstrom's, make sure you check the Rack because right. They always have them on both websites. Yeah. I don't know, but I'm very sad about this Express. I mean, Sierra and Madison couldn't save them. My save the purchases company. Couldn't save them.
Is everything on sale yet?
Everything's always on sale there, okay? I'm hoping the brick and mortar, if that has to go, that's fine. That's fine. Don't take my e-com.
Okay. Don't
take my e-com.
That was like probably my wildest prediction yet.
And it was fucking rude.
It really was the timing.
I literally texted you just saying you ruined my life. And you had to probably think about for a second when you saw it, what did I do now?
I wasn't that worried.
Because I'm slightly dramatic.
I wasn't that worried. I was like, I wonder what she's talking about. It was like fresh Monday morning. I was like, oh God, what's happening
here
now?
Here we go. You know, and it's like file for bankruptcy on a Friday afternoon. Okay.
Not a Monday morning.
Yeah. Mondays are bad enough as it is. Okay. And then you have to give me a bankruptcy of one of my top 5 stores.
I'm sorry.
I mean, I blame you. It's not anything to do with the owners of the company. It's all you. So give us something. Give us a prediction now that's something good. Use your powers for good.
I don't. It's just I don't know. Yeah.
It's a premonition.
There's not a premonition. It's just.
It's a feeling you get. And when you get
I just basically talk so much that eventually the odds will go in my favor. You know
yeah,
what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. No, I get like, what you say.
I say so much nonsense.
Right,
that
right.
Eventually something's got to hit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this one hurt.
That one hit.
And I didn't love that. Didn't love that for me. Didn't love that. RIP editor pants.
Okay. Other news this week.
Okay. Now we have to talk. We have to talk about this story. This Salt Lake City story.
Why didn't you announce
the story itself is not funny. Obviously it's like Mary Cosby, why is she even freaking back? We don't need her back. She's not funny, she's not kooky, she's just freaking she's an asshole. So she calls Sweet Baby Gorgeous Henry the R word. And now I had seen this, but I, like, we were busy like this week.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. I am getting upset. I am like, I cannot believe Mary Cosby called Sweet Baby Henry racist, Courtney. Like, I was like, we cannot post about this. I was like, this is disgusting. Unfounded. This show is what?
And I go, Mary, different. I don't think that's the R word that they're talking about. And Mary was like, I did wonder why they were censoring that. Because who uses that R word?
Who uses that word? That was like, I just like, I don't hear that word ever. And good. So I just immediately thought
racism.
Yeah.
And it's, she's like, can you believe Baby Gorgeous? Like, I can't. I'm so like, upset by this. And I had to tell her it's the different word and it's still not okay.
No, it's definitely not okay. But
like, can we get rid of her? Why is she on this show? We don't need her.
Well, so this had to happen on the cast trip in Puerto Vallarta. Also, who leaked this story? That's what's even more interesting to me about this story, because
it's obviously Wendy's.
But we kept all season long, like, that Monica thing under wraps. The Salt Lake City girls have done a good job of not leaking things to the press. They learned from the Beverly Hills Bitches, aka Lisa Rinna. Don't leak it to the press. It's so much better if the viewers don't know what's going on.
I think when it
so
involves the kids, I'm open for you being able to leak the press so that we can, like, this whole thing.
John,
it's like, this is,
yeah. John, DM I hope it was John. Us. Let us know.
I hope it was John. I hope it was Lisa. I hope Lisa went to Sonic, got her Diet Coke, told them. Went through the drive-thru at Wendy's, got her Frosty, told them.
I'm really dying to know who did it.
And let's get rid of Mary. Let's get, not you. Yes. You can stay, even though Thank I you. Don't like you and your premonitions. But that Mary can go.
Yeah.
I don't like her.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to talk about this Bethany podcasting. So Bethany's mom passed away over the weekend. I actually found her, like, her caption on Instagram to be, like,
endearing.
Really, really well done. Just the way, like, the two sides of, like, the way that she
I
talked
feel
about.
So conflicted about this, because she for so many years was like, I had the worst childhood. I have so much trauma. I don't speak to my mother. I remember watching Bethany Ever After and her mom selling things to the press. She had no relationship with her mom. Her mom wasn't invited to the wedding with Jason Hoppe. So then it sounds like Brynn had like a reconciliation with her, wanted to know her grandparents. She has like one picture that she put up of her mother older in life with Brynn, like it looks like a recent photo. But I cannot believe anything that Bethany says. And then simultaneously, she has this slanderous
Just Be
podcast.
Divorced. Is that what it's called?
Exactly. Three-parter, all about the Jason Hoppe situation where she, I can't listen. I just listen on TikTok, okay? I'm not going to give her the download. But she's giving us nothing, you know? And she's
I thought she gave a lot. I thought she was talking a lot of shit that I was like, I can't believe either of their lawyers would, like, allow this to happen. Like, I can't believe she's, like, releasing all this information.
It's gone. Well, it's gone now. It's been taken down. Well, and she's pretending that it's because her mother died and it's too much trauma to deal with. And she's pissed at the press for saying, like, she took it down because I think she has second thoughts about it or whatever. It's just all very suspicious to me. Sorry, what are your thoughts? I'm pissed.
Plus one. I'm nervous to say anything against. No, I don't have anything. I saw like some clips about it and I just don't care about Bethany. And I feel like everything is a cash cow for her. I'm sad for her. I'm sad for her because I don't know what the relationship with her mom was. And if they were in this reconciliation period and, you know, she's starting to forgive her and they were forging this relationship, then that's probably got to be really hard, especially I'm sure she feels some sort of guilt. Like, just guilt is such a big deal in death and everything when you don't have like these great relationships. So I'm sure that is heartbreaking. The timing of the podcast and the removal of it is interesting because I'm also thinking, like, what more do you need to do for the three episodes that are out there? Like, you just don't need to be on the internet. You don't need to respond to anything.
Why did you already take them? So it's basically like she's going to get like double the downloads. I mean, there's something like strategic in it.
Yeah. The whole thing is just weird. And it's like,
why would you take down podcasts you already made that are out there? That makes
no sense.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think it's weird.
Jason.
Yeah, like, that's why I think there's mm-hmm. I feel like there's yeah. some sort of like cease and desist or like slander mm-hmm. or something like that. And I just can't I mean, granted, I'm not a lawyer, if you can believe, but like there's something about her always like she's always looking for her next like cash grab in a sense. And it's like she can't be irrelevant. It's totally true. She cannot be irrelevant. And there's something about the fact that she's still like, I feel like she's talking about her divorce, but in a sense of like the show. Do you know what I mean? Like she's talking about Bethany Ever
like
After.
Bethany Ever.
Like, she can't move past her like reality TV life.
Guys, we rewatched it.
Oh God. Don't say it though. Don't say it because I still think he's a monster. I still think they're both monsters. I think everything is crazy about that. The whole thing is crazy. And then I got to be honest, I don't know that I want to relive any of the podcasts. I wonder if she also released it because she's so pissed that she wasn't mentioned on Vanderpump Rules when that whole thing is revolved around the podcast. And she's like, if we're going to be talking about my podcast, I'll give you something to talk about.
Let's
give them something to talk about. How about the boys?
I loathe her, but I can't walk away. She is my car crash. She is my arch nemesis.
She is like the one-sided beef that you have with a celebrity, you know, like everyone's like, who's the one celeb that you have this one-sided beef with? Like you can't walk away and you know everything about them, but you cannot stand them.
That
Bethany is yours.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Who's yours?
Ugh, that's a good question. I probably a lot. I feel like
you can only have one.
I'd say, oh, you know who I like cannot stand?
Tell me.
I cannot stand Chloe Grace Moretz. There's no, I don't know why. She's just always, who I have that? A lot. I have actually, oh my God, now they're all coming up. Gabby Hoffman, can't stand her. Don't know why.
Who are these people?
I know. This is what I'm saying. Like, I just have Leslie Bibb. Can't stand her.
Like, honestly, are these TikTok people?
No, Leslie Bibb is dating Sam Rockwell, and she's in the new show Palm Royale. She was in that show Popular when we were younger, and she was the blonde.
I've been watching Palm Royale. The aesthetic is very fun.
Yeah, but okay, so she's the one in the first episode that crashes her car into her.
This misfortune.
Yes, exactly. That's Leslie Bibb. I can't fucking stand her. I don't know why. I just can't stand her. It's a one-sided beef. She clearly doesn't know me. Gabby Hoffman, she was the little girl on Now and Then. She's like the main character Now and Then. And then she was in the show. I can't remember what it's called. I liked her Now and Then. It's Now. I can't stand her. I don't know. There's something about her.
Like, you know, do you ever follow, or like I follow Jackie Schimmel and hers is like Juliana Huff. And I just,
well, that's
like,
fair because of that exorcism thing.
Guys, let us know who's yours.
Who's your one-sided beef with? Like our friend Steph, hers is Candace Cameron Bure. And she comments on videos. Like,
yes.
I think she's blocked by Candace.
Oh God!
Don't comment on the video. Right. Tell your friends.
Talk behind people's backs, not in front of their face. Okay?
Yes, we can't comment. Be of course, normal. You're gonna get blocked. And then, how are you gonna see what she's doing if she blocks you on every single account?
You got a Finsta.
And the Finstas don't work anymore because when you say block any account. That's why we can't see Lisa Rinna on anything.
That's correct.
Luckily for us, that Jax Taylor blocked us before that update. So we can still see what's going on because who blocked Jax? Brittany. Brittany blocked Jax and she blocked Lori K.
Right, the publicist.
Adding fuel to the fire. And on Watch What Happens Live.
Go ahead.
Janet was on Watch What Happens Live and Allie was on Watch What Happens Live last night. And they both, like, people are convinced, like, they are not getting back together.
Yeah.
We are never, ever, ever
getting back together. And then... people are wondering if there's going to be a Valley reunion. There has to be. And Martha's Vineyard is getting a reunion. That has been confirmed.
Martha's Vineyard needs a reunion because there's too much hashing out from last season because they didn't have a reunion last season. So that's why people move forward.
People are saying that, usually first seasons don't get a reunion. I'm like, there's no way the Valley
Andy is different,
wants
I feel,
to
though.
Sit down with Jax.
I also don't think that there's been a show like The Valley that's come through that's had such a splash. I think because, one, it Vanderpump Rules is the lead in. And even though people are annoyed with VPR this year, they're still watching it. And then it
you made a good point, though, of what they tried to do this week. So tell the people.
This week, I thought it was interesting that there was crossover on both episodes. So obviously, like Brittany and Jax, Brittany, Sheena's friend, Jax, ex-Sir employee. That's how they were introduced on Vanderpump Rules. They were there for the crossover. And then obviously, like Tom Schwartz was on the Valley. And the reason I think I could see them doing now they're going to combine the shows is what I think, because I just
they're testing the waters.
I think they're testing the waters. And look, you said, I fucking love it. I want Jax on every episode. I was like, he is a monster.
I love to watch it. He is TV gold. He's the biggest gossip on TV, you know? And he doesn't care who he throws under the bus.
He's a work in progress. You know, I love to have my old Bravo shows on in the background. It was like maybe a season seven. And he's just is like, look, I'm a work in progress. And he's such a Ramona, right? Ramona would always say that too. And they're like, you can't come into every reunion and say you're a work in progress. He's like, I'll be a work in progress my whole life. Like
they also are 100% going to do the reunion because they have to, broken up.
Everything. And Jesse and Michelle too. Like there's just no way, unless they fly them out. Maybe they'll do a Clubhouse reunion, but and it's like a Watch What Happens Live one. There's just no way. I don't know that Jesse's coming back. He's done zero press for this. Have you seen him anywhere?
Do you think he's tried to protect his business?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe. And you know what? Here's the thing. I messaged this to you because I was like, I can't stop watching what the hell is going on. First off, we've got Jax who's balding and putting spray paint. And I know we'll get there.
Joe Gorga.
Yes, literally. What's the black shit? What's the black shit? He bit my nuts. What's the black shit?
It was like Joe Gorga. I was like, he probably watched New Jersey and got the trick from Joey Gorga.
Got the idea. Totally. But it's like, or Jesse's got,
is he
like,
even balding?
I think there is a small bald spot on the back of his head, but not anything that anyone noticed. He wears that hat all the time.
It did make me think. I'm like, none of them are balding. I was like, none of the Toms have balded. Jax hasn't. James has a full head of hair. I mean, I feel like it's very normal for men to bald.
Well, Jax is the oldest at 45. Then Jesse's 43.
But people bald in their
20s. Jason is 40. No. I know. I'm just saying, like, out of all. I feel like in LA, things are different. I feel like you could get a hair transplant here and nobody would even.
People go to Turkey for that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they go, like, I just don't think
they say Kim Kardashian has one.
A hair transplant?
On the front. Mm-hmm. Oh. You know who told me that? Dr. Jen.
Jen from Orange
County. Jen that was on Orange County. I'm pretty sure she said that.
When did you talk to her? And,
on Instagram. No, she didn't tell me that. I watched a video that she showed me. That's, you know, telling, showing, watching a video.
Well, you made it sound like it was a conversation.
Well, yeah. No, she told me that.
Okay.
Through a video that the world can watch.
But I just have to say is, Jesse's hair is also an enigma to me because I'm like, does he put one of those like little elastic headbands on to keep his hair back and then like pulls it off? He just has such an indent on the hair. And I can't every week. Like I'm like, no, Zach, talk. Should we take a quick break and then come and talk? Do you want to talk the Valley first?
Okay.
Okay. Let's take a quick break.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime credit card builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. member FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details. Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Ouai products. I'm a Ouai girly, but be fizz free with Ouai. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay.
Let's talk about Zach's hair.
Okay. So Zach talking shit on Tom Sandoval's hair when he's Mr. Lego. I was like, rich. Rich. Why is Zach on this show?
He's comedic relief. I mean, he got pushed around this week.
Let's start from the top.
Because, okay, our first scene is like Luke and Kristen. And then this gave me a thought.
Mm-hmm.
Are they really trying to get pregnant? Or is this just all a storyline?
No, so she did. The sad thing is like in real life, like she gets pregnant, they miscarry.
Oh,
yeah.
So I did really, not know that.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's documented on the show, if it happened after filming or whatnot, but she did get pregnant, unfortunately, miscarry. Okay. So it is sad. Okay. This relationship, though, is what, first off, I'm like, is Luke Amish? And I don't mean it in a mean Ouai, but he has just gotten electricity.
That is a good point.
What's Luke like? There's so many questions I have about Luke that I'm like, I don't understand. First off, I also said the fact that his dog's name is Jill, like, cracks me up, because when humans names for dogs is so funny to me.
My friend's dog is named Sally. I would love like a Ruthie one day as a dog. A Gertrude. Just like an old fashioned name, you know?
There was like this dog that was like at the dog park and his name was like Morton.
Yeah. A Bernie. Bernie's like, a great
Morton,
name.
Morton, stop eating the dog shit. No, not Morton.
I love that.
Stop eating the dog shit.
I love it.
He was like exactly the like bloop, bloop, bloop. Like mm-hmm. I don't know how to. Do you know what kind of dog I'm talking about with like the floppy?
He was ears? Thick.
He could be a thick boy.
Yeah,
yeah, he could be a thick boy. But then they also have the gecko, and all it made me think of Dog 2019 to 2019.
Yes, I it's got a flash.
Which, by the Ouai, was. The funeral was at the Mondrian, because again, we can't stay with. They must have some sort of filming deal with the Mondrian.
That makes sense. So they'll actually let them.
But I want to talk about like Luke and Kristen. Like, Luke, why are you taking the prenatal pills? It is astounding to me, men not understanding women's bodies. It is so astounding to me where he's like literally like, oh, you must have morning sickness the day after we have sex. It's like, no. And I remember too, I think maybe it was like Jack saying something to Brittany where she said something and I'm like, I'm sorry, men that are listening, but there are some dumb, dumb, dumb men. It's true. It's
tough. I'm not gonna understand this body.
It's tough.
But a real question is, what is Luke's job?
Does he grow weed? Like, he has 70 acres.
Like a possibility.
What does he do? But he fishes.
I mean, I guess he's living off the land. So
clearly,
does he not work, or maybe he sells things on the farm?
But how do they get along?
Okay, so they met at this wedding, fucked it on the side,
and then they like did like long distance.
I can actually understand why she is into him. I think it's just like the right time in her life. I think he's probably nice to her, sticks up for her, kind of like a good old fashioned guy.
He'll do.
Totally. But I don't understand why he likes her. Do you know what I mean?
Because he acts like he doesn't like this LA life. And he's like, well, I just don't feel like this apartment, it's mine. It's like, because it's not. It's Kristen's.
Right. It's
just
like on her IKEA furniture.
And like, it's like, if you want to move in, Kristen's all for it, but you don't want to live the LA lifestyle. And it's like, Kristen's not moving back. And if you're on this reality show, like, what do you think they're going to do? Bring cameras? It's like, where do they set up? You have one electrical plug? Got to get a generator? Like, I'm so.
And they're still together.
But you know what's wild to me?
It's like, I can see the podcaster.
I want to know about his life, but I want to know nothing about him too. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like he doesn't have family.
Oh.
Based on nothing.
Based on no evidence. Okay. Mm-hmm. There's just something like he's like wallpaper to me. Like he's just there. Now I do think like he always seems to get up and defend Kristen, which I think is nice. But it, like I
that
just
turns her on.
I don't
like, rip off these Birkenstocks, baby.
Take this cast off my wrist and drape it over me subtly. Paint me like one of your French girls. It's like, I don't understand why they're together. And I don't know. And then, okay. So then I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Brittany and or Jax have DUIs?
Is that why they have to drive the golf cart?
Well, Brittany Ubers everywhere. Because she, quote unquote, doesn't like to drive.
No, then, there's no way. If they actually had DUIs, we would know.
Okay. But then I also, I was watching old Vanderpump in like season one, Kristen talks about how she has to drive Tom Sandoval everywhere because he got, quote unquote, too many parking tickets and never
let
his mail. And so he got his license revoked. And now look, I was like, oh, that's interesting. But then I was like, does he have a DUI?
No, I think that's just like court documents. So we would definitely know that.
But in season one of Vanderpump, we weren't as internet focused there. But this golf cart, I'm like, is this even legal? Like, it made me think of Whitney and her kit and Bobby driving that 13-year-old driving the golf cart around. I'm like, is it legal? My friend was like, my friend lives in Studio City, and she's like, okay, so I was at this bar, and then somebody told me, oh, you should go to this other bar, which was Jackson. She doesn't watch any of these shows. So she's like, okay, I'll go to Jack's, whatever. She was thinking it was like J-A-C-K-S. She's like, oh, who's Jack, you know?
Right.
And she goes, so I'm there and I'm talking to somebody out front, and this guy pulls up on his golf cart.
Right.
He's like, and I'm like, who is this guy? He's the biggest douche. Come to find out, he's the owner of the bar, Courtney. And then they tell me he's on a reality show. I go, well, Jax Taylor. Like, I'm explaining. She's like,
right.
Oh, she's like, well, he sucks.
You're like, you didn't even have to watch the show.
I go, babe, we got 10 seasons of shows. I know. She's like,
cable knit sweaters and all.
God, he had so many. Remember the app he tried to do, the fitness app?
No.
He walked so Brock could run.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we get Jax and Jasmine sitting down for drinks.
Jasmine doesn't know how to play the game, by the way, the reality game, because she's been on competition shows. Like Bachelor and DC and Making the Cheers. So, you know, this is more like comfort. So she's like, hey, Jack. So like, how was guys night? Tell me what's up. Catch me up with the deets. What's everybody talking about? How'd it go? Like, whereas, you know, they're just supposed to recap the night, but she like doesn't necessarily know how to like, like.
Right. And like her game with him was like, you got to like make Brittany feel sexy again. And okay.
What's their love language, Mary?
My mouth between her legs. But
and
also
that little stash. And that beard chin.
He also admits to fucking in the bathroom, which is also what people are saying he did in Canada with his publicist. Like,
and remember Laura Lee at the restaurant?
Yes. Yes.
He loves a bathroom fuck.
And then I am also like, how does he think he's trying? He keeps on saying, like, he has this narrative, like, I'm so stressed. I'm a dad now. I'm a business owner. I have to be a father, a son, a Holy Spirit. He thinks he's God, you know?
Yeah.
But he keeps on saying he's trying, but how is he trying? Well, is he just saying he's trying and that's trying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, he's like, I'm the best dad ever.
Right.
Like everything was dad life.
Well, that and like that.
And why is everyone talking about batteries? Why is everyone talking about batteries?
I also saw some clips from the after show and kind of he was talking about like the fallout with Stassi and how like they didn't go to her wedding. And then
remember he sent a text message talking shit on the wedding and Beau was in the text group.
Yes. But also at one point, like they were blaming it on Cruz not having a passport and that's why they couldn't go. And then he is like trying to be the knight in shining armor. And he was saying, I was going to stay back with Cruz and her mom were going to go. But then her mom's best friend's mother died or someone passed away. And so that's why they just said we couldn't do it, you know, but mm-hmm. that's also all of lies.
He's such a liar. He lies right. about everything in his life and tells the truth about everybody else's life.
You're so right. And I love
Kristen,
him.
Kristen does that too.
You're right. I also loved him asking Jasmine. He's like, so, you know, with this whole like Jesse and Michelle's thing, like whose fault is it? Who do you think it's, is it his fault or her fault? Like they're going to break up, you know, mm-hmm. you know, like the rumor, right?
He told me in 2 months that she's going to divorce him.
And the rumor is that Michelle has been texting other men. And I heard this from Kristen. So just so you know, Jasmine, from Kristen, she told me Michelle texts other men. But
life
like
altering gossip. But like don't say anything, even though there's cameras right here. By the way, I'm not gonna have a beer. I'm gonna have a Coke. And then, did you notice that?
Yes. And then also, I'm just worried Kristen is gonna open her mouth. Mm-hmm. So just like be aware of this situation.
Really keep it. Don't say anything because this won't get out, especially when this airs. We're not sure if this is even going to get picked up. So we won't even maybe have to worry about it.
Also,
him
like not being able to have WhatsApp.
Okay, this is why he's such a liar. He's like, I don't know how to work that. Jax tells so, it's like when you lie and give too many details, that's how we know you're lying.
Exactly.
Oh, like yeah. Brittany wouldn't let me have it. Yeah, if you knew Jax Taylor, you knew Jax Taylor. I'm like, it's the same as texting, you fucking idiot.
Right.
I'm sorry. Like, he's just so, and I'm like, who is he calling? And then he's like, hello, you could call on Instagram. I'm like, Jax just got excited. He's like, wait, you can make phone calls on Instagram? He's like,
that's the way around it. That's the way around it.
Lori K, pick up.
Man.
And then so he's gone bald. So he's going to be having a balding party.
The owners are
two bald men.
I know. I just appreciated though. Like everyone's like, he's not really bald. I mean, he just knows how to make the money. Except I mean, good on him.
Danny's like, yeah, so he is going balding. I'm obsessed with Danny and Nia because they're so freaking normal and they're so cute and they're so like, I feel like they're just so nice. Like even I know I'm skipping ahead, but the dinner scene where he's raising his hand because he's like, I want to comment on this fight. And she's like, put your arm down. And then he kisses like, okay. Like he's so in love with his wife.
I didn't like how he put her down this week though. Like he's like, I'm the breadwinner, you know?
Okay. Like sure.
I didn't like that.
I don't know. I just feel like they're so cute. I just want to protect them.
I can do without them next season. Okay.
Oh.
Janet and her husband haven't done anything for me. But then I found out on the after show this week, too, that Jason has hooked up with Sheena.
In Vegas?
They didn't tell me where.
Oh my God.
But I just, I love it. It's so incestuous.
Yes. Okay. But watch. Okay. So they come over because also when Nia's trying to explain to us what an influencer is, as if we haven't understood what influencers are for the past 10 plus years. She's like, so what happens is brands pay me money and then I put social media.
Got it.
Is that what that paid partnership label is?
Yeah.
I love it. So it's three men and a baby. They're building some cribs and taking down some cribs. And, you know, I do appreciate that all of them are said, I'm not good at this. And they're not.
It also made me laugh, too, them drinking wine, doing this project, like versus like beer. That just like made me laugh.
You guys, I don't know why Jesse is the person that I focus on every episode.
He's a wino.
Do you watch him hold the way he holds a glass? He has this, like, he holds his wine glass. Like, he's like, I'm going to sip. I'm going to taste. I'm going to smell.
Courtney, you have a thing for Jesse.
I think I have an.
You do. You have a toxic thing for Jesse.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I said it episode one.
I mean,
like, I'd have teenies with him at the Sunset Tower. His anger does worry me. His anger worries me a little bit. What we'd have to do is we'd have to be at, like, a standing bar top. Just nowhere where he could slam his hands very easily. So, like, no tables. Maybe just in the bar area.
Well, he didn't give up that house. He's still living there. Michelle moved out. Yeah, Michelle moved out. They're still working together with past clients, not, like, they're going to –
they're not taking any new sales.
Clients. Mm-hmm. Well, new clients, they will, like, move forward on their own. And we've seen many photos with her new boyfriend lately.
Yeah.
Wait, also one last news thing that we forgot to say is that Lindsay, you know, they all went to that Portugal wedding. She brought a boy, Lindsay Hubhouse.
We said this already.
Oh, okay. Just making sure.
Don't worry, girl. We covered that. We said she's
weighing boyfriend. On me. Okay.
Good for her. And like you said, because we said, do you think that they could, like,
I know this is coming amicable. Back to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they'll be amicable. You know, okay. I think for Carl's sake, Lindsay moving on is better for him. Like, if he were to move on first, I think the world would be set ablaze.
You're right.
You know, so I think it's good. Okay, so then I think Jax is bringing, first off, Jax has $0 into this bar. Oh. Zero, as he told us before, he's invested no money into this bar.
They're just using his name.
But him acting as if this bar is all on him when it's like, it's not. He's like, I'm going to bring Brittany in because we are going to be delayed. So I need to blame shit on her. So I got to bring her in and tell her, oh, yeah, you can start decorating now. She's like, you guys, I don't mean to go on a diatribe about Brittany. Her mouth is making her accent so unlistenable. It's honestly piercing my ears.
Is unlistenable a word?
It doesn't matter. That's how I feel.
I understand what you're trying to say.
What's unlistenable? What's unlistenable?
Yeah, I guess.
How would you say? What would you say? I got to look this up now. All I'm saying is it's making the downturn of her mouth and the paralyzation of her chin is.
Like, I mean, we know she got the lipo too close to filming.
Unlistenable. Impossible okay. or unbearable to listen. Unbearable.
Unbearable probably, would be better.
Unbearable okay. to hear. Like, but yes. unlistenable is a word.
Okay.
Just Oxford said so.
I'm just making sure.
But it's like her being like, Jax. It's like everything is so enunciated now. And she's like, we're going to have kids, right? He's like, I want another one. Not with you. I'll have one more. And she's like, maybe you take me on a date night. He's like, no. I feel so sad. And I actually thought
she's trying to save it.
Minus her downturn. I actually thought she looked really nice in this scene. Like, I thought her hair and she had a part in the middle and pulled back. I thought her color looked nice, like the highlights. And I'm like, he just hates her so much. And I feel so sad for her watching this show because it's like.
I'm actually surprised, though, he isn't loathing her more, apparently, to be honest. Like, knowing him from our past, you know what I mean?
But in that scene, he's like, being married is great. Like
we've seen him as so much darker. I feel like he is restraining himself.
He might not be doing as many drugs. Mm-hmm. Remember, he did tell us his brain is sprained. So maybe, you know, he hates.
Okay. Let's get to his balding event.
Okay.
So at the balding event, we find out later that Jesse and Michelle had like a very intense conversation.
Oh, are we at the dinner? We're at the dinner.
Well, I'm kind of going all over because
I want to talk about the burning man of it all.
Exactly. Jesse and Jax and Gabby the burner, really flirty, having a good time. I think at one point Jesse actually signed up for Burning Man.
Jesse is in someone's camp. He didn't even know.
Also, like, Michelle wouldn't even be surprised if he was going next week. She genuinely asks him, are you going to Burning Man? Like,
no, I don't think she was genuinely asking. I think she was kind of. No, it's so interesting.
I think
because
she was like, I wouldn't even be surprised with this guy if he signed up to do that and didn't even tell me.
Well, I think it's funny because obviously we find out that before this, right, you were saying is like their marriage is on the rock. She's basically saying she doesn't want to be in this marriage. And then they're like, okay, let's go play married for the mm-hmm. filming. And he's like pissed at this point, right? And she's keeps, I mean, because if you watch this before you find out that they, she says, my husband, more than any other episode we've watched of them talking about each other. She keeps calling, where's my husband? Have you seen my husband? Don't talk to my husband like that. Husband. You're and right. So I'm like, he's like, never he's going to flirt. He's going to go flirt with the girl because he's so pissed. I think she's kind of like, you're too old to go to Burning Man. You're going to Burning Man? Are you?
I think she's like not even surprised what he will do next, what he will put her through. And I also feel like she's like, I'm going to leave you. You're not going to do this to me. I've already started it.
Yeah.
And I do think she already has started it.
Well, I mean, Kristen told us later, but it's like, then we've got Mama dancing. Good and times. I'm like, this party's got it. We got to stop. No more events at the Mondrian.
Okay.
So then they're like, let's take him up to the conference center. We're going to take him to a conference room, ballroom. Ballroom A is where we're going to set the dinner up.
Right. You're totally right. Tequila shots for everyone.
Of course, because Brittany can't drink anything but a tequila shot.
She can't
drink. Jackson's like, does anyone want a tequila shot? She's like, I do.
I know. He's like, not for you.
He's like, you. I don't even hear you. I'm giving my jacket to Michelle, not you. Stay cold, bitch.
Yeah. So Jesse's just like starting to fume. He's not fuming. Quiet. He's not talking. And people are like, what's going on with Jesse? He's not talking. Jesse's not being himself. And
they're goading him. Started.
Right.
Like people are asking, and then Michelle's like, why aren't you talking, Jesse? Everybody wants to know why you're so boring, Jesse.
And Kristen, she's like, not this again. This old ass man, you know, he's so disrespectful. He's disgusting. He's a douchebag. His wife even calls him a douchebag.
Looks like you called me a douche.
Kristen's like, I'm the only sober person here.
Yeah. But I also am like, Kristen's, everybody hates in this group. It has made Kristen the scapegoat that I'm like, I'm sorry, Jesse, even though he's my toxic crush. I can't, you guys,
yeah,
my heart wants what it wants.
Okay. It's just, okay. You're in a safe space.
No, I'm not. I'm going to get a DM saying that I'm a disgusting human and how could I support someone? And you know what? I don't know. Okay.
You're attracted to him physically.
No.
Oh, really?
I mean, yes, but no, I don't find him attractive, and yet I'm attracted to him.
Okay.
He has a snaggle tooth that I can't stop looking at. It's like his like fifth tooth. I don't know.
Okay.
I paid too much attention to Jesse. I don't know why. But yeah, Jesse is like the rude frat boy when I was like younger. I was like, oh, but I think I can fix him. Yeah. Taylor Swift song. Anyways.
Okay, so then Jesse's like finally like, all right, I'll start talking. Has anyone been to Burning Man? It seems salty like my balls. And literally Michelle's like, stop talking now, you know? And he's like, you can't tell me when to stop talking. And he
hits the table again.
Yeah.
And he Kristen's hits the table like, and Kristen, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry. So I'm saying like, for everybody who's like mad at Kristen, I'm like, he is, this is where I was going. I got stopped by his attractiveness. Mm-hmm. I apologize. I went on a different path. But I'm like, that is a little scary to have for the second time at a group dinner. This man is slamming the table and Kristen has gotten the brunt of it the first time and is like, oh, hell no, I'm not going to do this shit again.
Right.
And like everyone, like even like Janet has a hate boner for Kristen. I literally don't understand why, because she's hated her since forever. I don't understand why she hates. Like on Watch What Happens Live, she was so surprised that the crowd was on Kristen's side. And it's like, here's the thing. Kristen and Jax are horrible. Like they're assholes. But right? I don't, Kristen might not be horrible. I don't know. Whatever. But like they're assholes. But they're like our assholes. And like you're the new kid on the block.
Right.
So like if we like you, we'll accept you. You know, like West comes into Summer House. We're like, we love him because he's got a fun energy. But if you start to go against and then you get the group, here's what reality newbies need to know. Do not get the big group to go against one person.
Right. We don't like a gang up.
We don't like a gang up. We don't like, we're always going to go with the underdog. But it's like, right. Kristen's like, I'm going to remove myself. Like I feel uncomfortable. And everyone's like, oh God, here she goes again.
They've done such a good job breaking the fourth wall. So like Kristen starts talking to production. She's like, this is turning into trash. Like, and I am not going to like put out their marriage. I know that's what you guys want me to do. Luke has already clued you in.
She's like, taking off her mic and let it still catch her words.
Right. I'm not going to out anything about their marriage. And then Jesse's like, if you bring any skeletons out of the closet that I don't already know about my wife, I will fucking bury you. Which lets us all know that Jesse knows what his wife has been doing. Yeah, and like, they probably both have been doing things, you know?
Think, like, after this, I'm like, oh, they've definitely were on a break for a while, and they've been trying to work on this.
She already tried to, like, leave a year ago.
Right. She wanted to get the apartment, but but Jesse's basically like, don't fucking tell my story for me.
Mm-hmm. I also think he's trying to protect his business.
But to me, I'm like, the way he had turned, like, because he's already raging from earlier of the fight that he's had with his wife. I'm like, that is a little scary. And I don't feel like production was protecting Kristen enough, truly in a physical way, protecting her.
Thank God Luke got up, you know?
And that's why I was like, oh, that's why Kristen, because he got right up there and was get out of her face. And and Jesse started seeing red.
Yeah.
I don't find that attractive. I do want to put that out there.
Jesse's like, what are you going to do, Luke? What are you going to do? And then Michelle starts defending her husband.
My husband. What did you think of my husband?
And then she's like, Kristen, he didn't do anything. Like, what are you going to do now to my life? What are you going to do? And Kristen just starts with the threats. I have been protecting you. You know,
here's the thing about Kristen. You don't get to tell Kristen secrets, and then she doesn't get to say she's protecting you. Like, are you, like, I think Michelle was
threatening
like,
her. She's threatening her.
Threatening me. Like, let's be real. Like, you're weaponizing my secrets against me. Like, don't tell Kristen anything.
Yeah. And then Kristen's like, well, your husband says he's going to divorce you within 2 months. And Jax Taylor's like, got that or the other way around.
No, it's actually Jesse saying that Michelle's going to divorce him in 2 months. Right. It's not that. And like, Michelle's like, what? He didn't say that. She's like, bitch, I said that.
I know. Also, Michelle's nipple is out
this whole time, by the way. Michelle's nipple is like the seventh character in this show.
And then Michelle's like, I'm going to talk. I'm going to let you guys know what's going on. Everyone back in the room. Poor Zach has been flopped around like a wrestling match.
His hair's flying up and down.
It does move, guys. It does move.
I mean, but that was like Brittany's out there. I mean, Jesse has pushed Zach. Basically, he's pushed him, and then his hand goes around his throat at one point. He's got Brittany against the wall, whereas Jack's talking to the girl.
He's having tequila.
Yeah, it's like it's so wild. And like, here's the funny thing though. Kristen at this point has like left the room and she's about to expose, right? Kristen knows the reality game. Luke is like, what the fuck is going on? Luke is like, this is absolutely ridiculous. Like, we got to get out of here. And Kristen is like, babe, shut the fuck. Like, I could see the wheels in her head turning, like, shut the fuck up. We've made reality TV gold. This is amazing. You do not understand that this is the fight of the century. Okay. Right. This is good. Shut up. He's like, I don't get it. That guy's trash. Like, Luke is too normal for this. He does not understand the game. And Kristen's like, I know. And she's like, give me 1 second. I'm gonna do it. And she's like, you know, I've been protecting her because she had a fucking boyfriend year.
So Kristen claims that Michelle has had a boyfriend for a year and she didn't have a problem with it because Jesse's a bad guy. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, I mean, I can't believe I signed up for this again. Like, I didn't sign up for this.
I would have just stayed on Vanderpump Rules. Like, babe, you got fired. You got fired. So,
this is to be continued. What is Michelle going to say at the table next week?
I feel like she's going to be like, we're getting divorced. Watch her just drop that bomb.
I feel like she's going to be like, Jesse and I are like on the way out.
She's going to, because they sit her down. They're like, so what are the secrets? She's like, I mean, like Jesse and Michelle, though, are a match. Like, she's just as unhinged as he is. I think that they are both so like.
No, she's way more temper. No, that's like the craziest thing you've said to me in weeks.
You don't think her temper, she's gone when she was at the Capri dinner. She did it too. She screamed. I was like, they are toxic fighters.
I don't buy that.
You don't think so?
No.
Am I defending my toxic man?
I know. Like, oh my God. Pretty even keeled.
Wait, I feel like she screamed at both this, where she went in the hallway when the little, and then she did it at the Capri dinner when he was like, everyone was threatened.
She knows, Kristen knows. She is getting threatened about her marriage. And it's like, whatever she wants to do with her marriage is her choice. And then she was called racist the first week. So, I mean, come on.
Okay, fair. She's
defending herself.
I guess I'm just saying, I think she also can be a little erratic as well. Not Jesse's, his toxicity and his abusiveness, whether it's emotional and her words or whatever. Again, I don't actually like him.
Okay.
Like in real life, I don't. Clear. I just,
you're just going to Chateau Marmont tonight after this.
Look, do I have plans? Yeah. Do I have one bar reservation for one? I'm just kidding.
Okay. Let's take a break and get to VPR.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years, and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay, we're back in VPR. And once again, we're getting this great crossover. We get Jax again, the ex-Sir employee. He's coming over to James's house.
How far they've come.
You know, he's just ready to relive his glory days at Sir. He wants to get back in. He wants to eat some pasta.
He's too much. I'm like, this man is so excited to have cameras in front of his face again.
And he's like, can you believe Katie's been saying I cheated on my wife? She's just jealous. She's just jealous because she isn't sleeping with me.
It's like gross.
And he hates LVP. He's like, I am not going to bow down to that bitch. She really gets riled up by him.
It's like, also hilarious. Like, first off, he's right. Like, she doesn't need to be on the show anymore. But right. He should. But also, Jax, the reason you are who you are now is because she put you on a show. And well, the whole thing.
He said, I love her. He said that when they did the sit down, he's like, you know, I love you. And she's like, I do too. Like, they know they need each other.
But it's also funny because even at the end of the episode, and I know I'm skipping ahead, but when Tom calls Sheena out for like having an affair, I was like, Tom, you should be so lucky she had that affair. This is why you guys are all fucking famous right now. So the fact that Sheena fucked Eddie Cibrian and got a spinoff about all your incestuous. Sheena was the in, literally.
Right. That's how Eddie we being got the in crossover.
Her gave you all careers. You That's should how be we thanking her.
Got the crossover. She had to do the sit down with Brandy.
Mm-hmm. And then Stassi said, if you want to give up any shifts, I'll take them.
Also, she has done her time. Like, she's paid for those sins.
Who?
Sheena.
Well, yeah, we'll get into that. But I just want to say, like, it's like, Jax, LVP gave you your career. So when you're like, oh, why should I bow down to her? Because she has a couple of restaurants. I'm like, literally one that had cameras and gave you the life you live, you fucking idiot. His Botox and facial hair is horrible. It's like the shine that comes off his face is a mirror.
What do you mean?
It's just so shiny. It's just it's a straight mirror. You can see your reflection in it.
Got it.
Like I was sending that, like someone sent, it was like the V for Vendetta guy, you know? And it's like, he's just like, he looks like a pirate off duty. Like, I don't know. It's like Sandoval had the mustache.
I've never been attracted to the guy. Right.
It's so funny that you say that, Mary, because again, as I put the old episodes on, I'm like, what season was Jax attractive?
Well, when he started, I guess the first season when he was
going back now, right. Like I can remember then, like I can remember one time I used to work across the street from the Belmont. And so I'd park my car on the other, like on a side street right there. And I can remember one time being like, why do I know this guy crossing? And it was when he was dating Carmen. Mm-hmm. And it was Jax crossing the street in a chunky sweater, by the way.
Okay.
And I was like, oh my God, that man is attractive. And it was Jax. But as I go back seasons and seasons, I'm like, I can't find him attractive at all at any point, just because right. I feel like
you just know him too well.
Now we know him.
You just know him way yeah. too well.
Wild.
Okay. So then we have Jax's wife going to visit Jax's Sheena.
Wife.
And the best part about this, I was obsessed when Brittany was like, yeah, we had the same problem because I was making more money at Jax at one point. That must have been Jenny a Jenny Craig deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, can I tell you this scene also broke my heart for Brittany?
What?
Because Summer is sitting there reading a book and we've got on the valley with Brittany and Cruz and speech therapy. And I just like my heart. I know that Brittany's probably as, you know, could be as vindictive and maybe isn't as sweet as we think. And I know we talk a lot of shit. I feel so sad for her, though.
No, I like Brittany. I think she's a good person deep down, and she's just been manipulated by this guy.
I mean, so you think that she
and I don't even think she's a good person deep down. No, she is a good person.
Okay,
it's not even deep.
Okay, shallow.
It's not that deep with her.
In the shallow, yeah, shallow.
Okay, so I also do think that Lala doesn't want Brock to work. So that's this.
Lala doesn't want anybody's relationship to be good. She wants to find fault. She hates men so much. She wants to find any fault in these relationships to prove like that man sucks. Oh.
So you think she wants to prove that Brock sucks?
Yes. Like there's something like her, the conversation.
No, she's so insecure that she is worried that if he goes out and works, that he's going to meet someone else.
Wait, I think Lala or Sheena?
I said Sheena. When were we talking about Lala? Oh, God.
Lala wants all these. Sorry. Okay. We have 2 points here. Sheena doesn't want Brock to work. And I agree with you on what you're saying there. I also think that Lala wants every relationship to fail because she hates men so much.
That all makes so much sense. Okay,
let's go back to your Sheena point.
Well, yeah, Sheena's like, you're going to stay at home with Summer, so I have a full-time babysitter, so you don't leave the house and meet someone else.
But also, what does Brock do? It's okay. Like,
He has been doing a lot of home renovations. He created multiple things on their new house, so he's a very handy man.
I've seen the TikToks.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoy them, and I like what she says. She's like, you know, you're getting a second chance at being a dad.
Wait, and if you were the other daughters, I would hate to see this. This felt, oof.
But Sheena just has to keep tabs on him. That's why she does not want him working.
She has 57 locations.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
Wait, also, did you see, too, that she was following Tom's new girlfriend? And then, obviously, like, the internet went with a frenzy of, like, I can't believe she's following. And now she, like, unfollowed her right away. Like, but don't worry. She probably has her location.
Oh, God.
And
it's Brock's, like, thing now is that he wants to get into, like, reality TV and be a producer.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Because he knows what it takes. He's been on a show for 3 seasons. I feel like they both make good points. Likeable. Like Brock is trying to say what?
He is like likable. You know?
He's likable and he's hot. Not. Is he your toxic man? Is he your toxic man?
No. Oh,
I think so. You're trying to deny, but you're turning
around. I do think he's very handsome.
When he's wearing his Speedo, do you find him more attractive?
No, I like it when he has his like short hair.
Yeah.
In his confessional, he was looking pretty good. I'm not gonna deny that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It did it for me.
Okay. I like that. I don't know.
And I think he's pretty secure.
I feel like there's just so much with this relationship. And here's, I think what the issues with Sheena and Brock are too, is like when they're in filming season, Sheena's doing everything she can to get a scene, right? Like the whole thing when she was talking to Brittany and it was like, we were going to throw an anniversary party because she's like, I want it filmed. I want like people to see these things. And so you can't, but they can't say that on camera. So there's this whole fourth wall breaking where she's basically like, okay, we're going to film. And that's us doing couple things while we're in filming season. But Brock is like, I want to like spend time with you. Like when she brought like, oh, I brought toys to the hotel room. He was basically like, shut the fuck up.
He was not, so shy.
He was embarrassed. Like he was embarrassed to have that being said on camera. He was like, please stop. Like he did not, like he does not.
I was surprised by that, to be honest.
I don't think he likes the filming aspect of like sharing their relationship in a sense. Cause also remember they got in a fight in the bikini thing and then he got reprimanded for it, but it's like if Sheena's the only one who's allowed to bring up things on camera.
Yeah, she does have the power.
If Brock does,
that she has the power.
But if he brings it up, then she's like he gets in trouble. Like she holds a lot of power and a lot of control. When he's like, I know I'm skipping ahead, but when they're at James' house and he's like, she's like, I want to go home now. And he's like, we're here, like we're in Burbank. Like we literally have to go across. It's gonna take us an hour and a half to get all the way to like Marina Del Rey. Like, can we just like hang out? Like, and she's like, no, I want to put Summer to bed. I want to do this. And he's like, one night, like, but we could go the other night, we could go celebrate our anniversary. Like, I'm confused on the filming and like where your capacity of like line is. She's, where
seems inconsistent.
Her, I think it's, I mean, I also think it's actually a lot of her postpartum OCD is like just the controlling aspect in all of that. And it seems so tough for her, even when she was saying like the meds are making me tired and then I'm like stressed out. And she really does think, like, I think she really is worried. That
I agree with that.
Even like when Brock said at the brunch too, like Lala's like, gotta call my husband and see if I can go to James. He's like, I'm gonna pick up right now. And they like flash to Sheena's face and she's like,
oh god. Okay, so you're obsessed with this Katie and Tom meltdown date.
Why are we not getting more? Katie is living her best life and Tom is so attracted to that.
I know, you're so right.
Their friendship is so funny to me. They're meeting at Mel's Diner. Schwartz looks like a fucking shit with his bleached hair. It's turning orange again. Babe, use the purple shampoo. I promise it will help
you. Yes, you're totally
right. At this point where you're at on your hair, use the blue shampoo. We got a little too much orange, okay? And then he's dribbling milkshake down his chin. Like, Katie could not be more repulsed by him, and Tom could not be more turned on by her.
I know, you're totally right. You're totally right. And then them texting Tori at the same time to see who would respond first. It is silly. Now, I have a question for you. If they get remarried,
no,
would they be invited? I'd say yes.
Wait, who got remarried?
No, like Tom. I'm sorry. If Tom gets married or Katie gets married, would one of them be invited to the other person's
wedding? Depends on where we're at with the show.
Okay. But no, say the show's off. I think they'd still go to each other's wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom would for sure go to Katie's. Katie, I don't know. She might, just depending on where she is in her life.
Is she like the girl?
Yeah.
Like, but she's not going with Joe. Yeah.
Right, right, right. Like, if the relationship, like, I don't know that she'd go with this young girl either, Sophia. But let's be real, they're not getting married. They're not getting married.
I don't even want to give the Tom's tattoo scene light.
This is so embarrassing. First of all, I love Tom Schwartz's tattoo, though. I think it's like the cutest tattoo of Gordo and Butters. I think
they did a good job. They did a good job. But that's all the light we're giving to that moment.
Those dorks in that car with Tom, like Tom Sandoval, you literally smoke cigarettes. Why are you putting an unlit cigarette in your mouth for the entire ride? Like, you guys are dumb and dumber. Dumbest and dumberestest. That's not a word, but it is now.
That one I'll let pass.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay.
Okay, then this.
Well, let's talk about this dog situation.
This is actually very interesting to me because I feel like Allie has always had the power, but not on this Hippie situation. So James basically does not want to leave Hippie with anybody. His brother cannot do it, so he doesn't trust anyone. But it's her best friend's wedding. Also, how come none of these bitches have offered? Lala hasn't offered. Katie, Sheena, not one of them could take the dog for him. Lisa Vanderpump.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, he's literally crying to you guys and not one of you are offering to take the dog. Here's the thing. I understood where what James was saying. He's basically like, this dog has been rehomed. It's going through owner to owner. Its comfort spot is now in our house. I also heard that the dog might have some eating issues.
Okay.
like the, there's something wrong with the dog. And so like he's just, I think he's basically like, I can't afford to have this dog go to boarding and bite someone, have someone random take him and he does something bad and then he has to be put down. Like this dog has gone through so much. I
understand that, but he doesn't have one person in his life that could take the dog.
His brother does.
Besides the dog. Come on.
But it's like, I just understood where James was coming from in this moment, because again, they've only had this dog for a month or two. And he's like, she's not.
I just think that he has the support group that could help him. Well, and this was the first time that I feel like Allie did not have the upper hand, which I thought was interesting.
But then I was so fucking annoyed when Lala is like, oh, you don't have anybody to watch your dog. I have a child and child care. It's like, okay, Lala, of course you have, your issue has always been more important than anybody else. You're right. You had the most tragic everything. Okay, you're right. Nobody has had it just as hard as you. You're totally right.
Her name is Lauren. She's from Utah. She grew up very normal. And she got conned by someone. That's the reality.
Okay, so she had like an Amazon Live this week too, where she's basically said, oh, I'm not watching any more Vanderpump Rules and I'm not on the internet. And, you know, she basically is saying like, I'm pregnant. And so like, she's using her pregnancy for like a way to jail free card about her behavior. She's 100% getting eviscerated at the reunion.
She wants to be stressed right now though. Because that go to her baby.
I'm sure, but she literally just, the thing is, she went on this whole PR thing about blah, 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 Ariana and Katie, how much they suck. And
well, then she's basically a flip-flopper.
But then it basically comes up. It came out this week too that like when Ariana came back, she never moved back into that house. She stayed with Katie. Only Katie and Dana knew that Ariana had bought her house. And it was happening, like it was escrow was like finishing whenever they were doing the reunion. So like everybody who's going at her too about like moving out of the house, it's like hilarious because she's literally in escrow for buying a house. So like all these things that they're going to use as these bullet points, probably like something about her too, that like, you know, that, oh, it's a front, blah, 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 like Lala going so hard. And then it's like opening all this stuff that they're just going at her, where Ariana's basically bit.
Ariana. Like, always comes out on top. And I'm so excited to meet Dan in person next week. We've only seen him in the phone. Uh-huh. And he just seems like a great guy. So I'm very excited for San Francisco.
I love too when they're like, yeah, she's like, yeah, he'll probably like try to talk to you. He's like, I'm good. And then Sandoval's like, I should probably warn him, like Ariana warned T. And it's like, again, Sandoval, you're the one who had the affair, you fucking idiot.
You're the bad guy.
You're the problem. Okay, back.
This episode was not heavy Tom, which was super nice. I mean, I was more into the Jax.
Let's go to his brunch.
He's like, can I sit down? Velby was like, well, if you have to. And she's like, well, do you want me to stand? I'll stand. Like, you know, no problem here.
She's like, you said I was superfluous. He's like, my vocab doesn't go that high. He's making James
Nobody
Google.
Shocked. Nobody shocked.
He's making James Google what the word. He's like, is it with an F or a P?
James is like, can we just have a nice day? And then Lisa's like, how did this slip through the cracks? It's like, oh my God,
Lisa. How does
Lisa
not know what's going on in her restaurant? You're telling me Lisa, one, doesn't know what's happening on the brunches at her restaurant, but two, isn't getting the call sheet for the day of who's coming to the restaurant? Lisa.
Okay. So
then the after party, by the way, at the brunch too, 4 minutes earlier, Tom Schwartz tells Jax about moving into the house with Tom Sandoval and says, don't say anything. And Jax is like, your secret's safe with me. I'm not a gossip. And then he's like, hey, girls. Ariana, can I ask you?
I know.
Are you okay with also, I'm like, Schwartz, you are such a little puss. You're literally going to go move into that house with him.
I think now they're trying to get like a duplex or something. They want to both go in on something. That's what it seems like. It was transitioning
to that.
Not at this
point. They're still moving into the house.
They realize they can't afford the house.
$22,000 rent for a mortgage for a refinance. Like, wow.
Insane. And once again, Ariana just comes out on top. And she's like, where's my money? I'm ready to walk away with Schwartz. If you want to move into your house, go for it. I don't give a fuck. Like, this,
you know what,
is
like
happening.
Also kind of cracks me up is we're at brunch in West Hollywood and James is hosting the after party, which is in Burbank. They're driving like 45 minutes to go film at their next location
to get Pizza Hut.
to get pizza. Why do they keep ordering Pizza Hut?
It's got to be sponsored.
I mean, they had Pizza Hut at the first, you know, at the water tasting. We've got Pizza Hut.
We've already been to James's house and had Pizza Hut multiple times. Tom run up for the ranch? Did they have ranch this time?
They probably prepared. They probably got some Hidden Valley. They made sure it was in the fridge, you know?
I don't like Hidden Valley. No, I don't do Hidden Valley.
What do you do? What's in your fridge if you have a ranch?
Oh, I like the Trader Joe's ranch with like fresh dill. It's delicious.
Oh, you add fresh dill to it?
No, it like has fresh dill. It's the real deal.
Mm, it's a real ranch.
Oh, so good.
Okay.
It's in the refrigerated section.
By the way, I want to bring up again because I know 70 I've mentioned calories. It again. Mm-hmm. Please go Google Saturday Night Live Melissa McCarthy Hidden Valley Ranch sketch.
Okay.
It's a Hidden Valley Ranch party in my mouth.
I don't like Hidden Valley. It's disgusting.
It's just a focus group of them trying the ranches. And I'm literally peeing. I'm going to watch it right after this.
Okay. So the final scene is Sheena versus Tom. And
Tom was winning this argument for me, by the way.
Really?
Because he was saying, Sheena, you're making this all about you. Like, literally, Ariana's over. Like, he doesn't say this, but it's like, Ariana's over there who's clearly this has affected more. And Sheena's like, this is about me. You doing that. I can't trust Brock. It's like, okay, well, you should figure that. That's your house over there, Sheena.
Oh, and then James being like, I feel like he forgot everything. Like, dude, you put in Raquel's mind, Rachel's mind, that about the restraining order.
I do think Sheena still hit her.
I don't think
you cannot make dropped. A fist, you must acquit. I understand that. But I also think very much that there was some sort of physical altercation. I don't know if it was like a straight like Mike Tyson punch.
I don't think there was a punch. I don't.
I think it was like there were nails involved and there was like a scratch on the face from nails. I think there was something.
I feel bad for Sheena. I mean, she does. She has the postpartum OCD. She just is in her own head.
I feel like she has to pick her lane. Like, Sheena without Lala is a win for me. I think, like, where was Lala here to defend her, by the way? All bark and no bite.
Eating ranch.
Yeah.
Having Pizza Hut.
And basically be like, James, you know what? The man should never come first. And by the way, she's trying to make a sex joke when she says that, but she's just so unlikable to me that I'm like, it's not even funny. You're so annoying. Like, you just don't. I feel sad for Lala in a sense that she's clearly hasn't had like a healthy relationship. Like, Rand really fucked her up so traumatic. Like, she's dealing with so much trauma. But it's like, you're not soft, babe.
She's a fake. Lala's a fake. Yeah, she tries to be hard. She's from Utah.
She's a Michael Vitt pit bull.
She doesn't add up to me.
Yeah.
And it's actually really upsetting. She's having such a bad season because I think she has such a cool story to share about the IUI and having a baby on her own and not letting a man dictate her life. I'm obsessed with that. But she looks so bad this season that it's not getting highlighted.
Because obviously our main focus is over here on like the Tom and Ariana. I just felt like Tom, when he was like, you're making so much about, and it's like, Sheena, you're mad at Tom, but then you want to be his friend. But then you put a song out and you are a flip-flopper. And it's just kind of like, I felt like when he was like, you're making everything about you, that I did agree with that.
Then he has to go back to 2006, you know?
Exactly. And then it's like, you were the other woman. And again, that's what I'm saying. Tom literally cannot fathom why everybody is so upset because everybody has been bad person. He cannot find any humility or accountability because they've all done it. And it's so crazy to him.
They really all have. Lala with Rand. Like, Sheena with Eddie. He was still married. Sheena with Eddie. Kristen with everybody. Jax with everybody. Jax with Faith.
Well, it's like, I mean, Kristen with James. James to Raquel. Yeah. Raquel to Tom. Allie to James. Like, they. You know, Brittany to Jax.
Tom to Katie on anybody. You know.
Yeah, exactly. It's like they've all been bad. Like, Katie's the only one I think that hasn't cheated, right? Because even Ariana and Tom got together under these circumstances with Kristen. It's like, I think Katie and I guess maybe
did
Allie.
Stassi ever?
Frank and Jax, there was like that weird time
overlap.
But who knows? But it's like, but I mean, I guess
what a time to be alive, kids. What a time to be alive.
Like,
Sheena's like, Allie, I'm sorry for yelling in your house. I have to go home and read the Halloween book. Brock.
And Brock's like, I'm just in the pool in a float in my Speedo.
God. It's great.
Okay. Wait, I have one question for you before we end.
Okay.
Whenever you watch any of these shows, this is such a stupid detail, but they're wearing an Apple Watch. Do you ever try to see the details of the Apple Watch?
I haven't gone that far, but I will.
He's got his Apple Watch on his right hand. I'm like, did he close his rings today?
I'm sure.
But I'm like, I like always, like whenever I see an Apple Watch, even if I'm like on a Zoom call with somebody, I'm always like, do you close your rings? Let me see that. What does it say? What does it say? Did you close your rings, Mary?
Today, no. No. Not at all. I won't get your steps today. But I've been better. I do this mile and a half loop hour. Yes. That is better.
Good for you.
You know. Okay. Guys. Always fun. Courtney has to go be an aunt this weekend. No happy hour this week.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. I think this was a good one. This was a good one.
I'm still gonna apologize for my toxicity. Just my toxicity. Okay. Just
fair.
Don't you know that you're toxic? I do.
You're toxic. I'm slipping under. Bye.
All right. Bye, everyone.